It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and throughout the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Yes, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings keep on coming in month after month. Number 3 in New York AM radio. Nielsen, that's the global measurement and data analytics company, to come in number 3 consistently is a big deal. Even to get to number 3, you might say, why don't we get to number 1? Well, maybe with tonight's guest, we'll get to number 1. But it's not so easy, you know. We're up against postseason and baseball and other exciting things going on. But you know what? To come in number 3 in New York AM radio is a very big deal. Even to come in anywhere in the top 10, it's a big deal. And it's a testament to you, each and every listener of this great program. Thank you very much, because you've come to expect incredible business content, and we deliver. Week after week, we feature incredible guests that provide a perspective that you could use in your business, you could use in your profession in order to get you ahead in today's business world. And we featured so many incredible guests. We've had Fortune 500 executives, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Just recently, we had Bill George, the former CEO of Medtronic. He took the company from $1.1 billion to $60 billion. That episode is up on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at Mind Your Business, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And that's where many of the previous episodes are. Well over 100 episodes are there live. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, who plays a key role in the development each and every week of the show. Cerulli, Michal, Betzal, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Malki. Yes, it takes a whole team. Special shout out to Darren and Peter at 710 WOR. Zeb Brenner, thank you. And a special thank you to all those who stop me anywhere and everywhere, send me WhatsApp messages, email messages, call me, stop me on the street with feedback about the show. Yes, and a special shout out to Senator Simcha Felder. Spoke with him just this week and also talked about how much he enjoys the show. Thank you. All feedback is appreciated. Well, we get to tonight's incredible guest, Keita Deming, PhD, Director of Development of Innovation at the Covenant Group. Keita is an award-winning educator and coach who is working to transform companies into places and spaces that are idea-driven and people-centered. He and his team at the Covenant Group have built the online coaching platform Coach on the Go that acts as a virtual coach for entrepreneurs and business leaders. Keita Deming, we had him on. You know, the last time we had Keita on was right at the beginning of the pandemic. And I'll never forget something that you had mentioned, a very insightful comment. And this was, I think we spoke probably in April of 2020 or May of 2020. And you know, we acknowledge the fear and the real threat to that and scare to society that a pandemic had set in, and yet you had mentioned we are being given a gift, gift of time, and it was such a great insight, because yes, so many businesses had closed, people are home. And they had time to reflect, time to think, time to chart out the next step in their life. I'll never forget that night. Thank you for that. It hit home. It was very insightful. Being given the gift of time. Take advantage of any opportunity, even a sad occasion. There's some silver lining there that there's a takeaway, and you had shared that at that time. Just wanted to really open with that.
Do you mind if I comment on that?
Sure.
So as a general principle, I think one of the things that people miss is that because of the way our brains work, it's very easy for us to focus on the negative. So there's a famous study or some famous research that talks about if you see a stick when you're walking in the forest, or if you see a snake, chances of you mistaking a stick for a snake are really high, but you'll never mistake a snake for a stick. Mm. That's because our brains have been evolved to pay attention to the negative, to pay attention to those things that are dangerous. So even in a time like the pandemic, which was definitely a crisis, we would say that, you have to discipline your mind to begin to think about, okay, where are the opportunities in this scenario? What are the gifts that this scenario is offering me? Mm-hmm. And how can I pay attention to that? If you pay attention to all the things that can go wrong, that can be paralyzing. And you're not really getting into how you're going to get through this time. So an example of that is right now we are arguably heading into recession. So heading into recession, a lot of business people kind of begin to pull back, hold back, etc. But to be really strategic, you have to ask yourself, where are the opportunities for me given what the landscape looks like? And a lot of people, they get lost in that. They don't pay attention to that. So if you think about strategy as the outputs, objectives you want to achieve, the capabilities and resources you have, and the opportunities and challenges the environment provides, don't pay attention only to the challenges. Pay attention to the opportunities as well. Because in all that has happened, there's always opportunities. People make money in the ups. People make money in the downs. You got to figure out where are you going to win and how can you win given what the landscape looks like. So that's, I just thought that was a comment that I wanted to
incredible
share.
Observation.
Yeah.
And actually, this is a great feed into my opening question, and that is, Kita, and in your work at the Covenant Group, and of course, tonight's show brought to you in part by the Covenant Group, and we've been featured, we've been treated many times to feature Norm Trainer on the show, who is the head of the Covenant Group. Kita, where do you think most people get stuck in realizing their dreams, their vision?
Yeah. Before we go there, one thing I just want to say is that this is my first time in the studio. Eh?
So yes, last time, welcome. Last time was by phone.
Last time was by phone.
During the pandemic,
with online, etc. But I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, thank you.
In the studio.
Thank you.
Getting to see you in the flesh. Like
yes, thank you.
As we begin to come out of the pandemic, I think that's more and more opportunities for people to connect are fantastic. So I think there are a couple of places where I think people really get stuck or make mistakes when they think about their business. Number one, they're not being strategic. Most people lead with tactics. So what happens is, and the reason they're leading with tactics is they're thinking too close in. So the number one issue is that you think on too short of a timeline. There's a great story about Jeff Bezos when he was starting Amazon, and his first letter to his board, he titled it, "It's all about the long term." And the thing that was really powerful about the presentation he gave to the board there was that if you compete on a 3-year timeline, you're competing against a lot of people. If you raise the level of your gaze and start to compete on a 7 to 10 year timeline, you're competing against a lot less people, because very few people are thinking and acting on that long of a timeline. If you begin to think on that long of a timeline, you say, okay, this is my strategy. This is where I want to be 3, 5, 10 years from now. You now need to figure out, how do I align the things that I do on a daily basis with my strategy? So you want to make sure that everything you do today is in a radical service of your desired future. Everything you do in the short term is serving where you want to be 5, 10 years from now. You got 3 options. The thing you do today can either sabotage the future you want, it can either support the future you want, or it can serve the future you want. Most of us, we don't even realize it, that there are things we're doing that are sabotaging the future you want. So for example, when you came in here today, I'm trying to get back in shape, hitting my exercise routine, etc. You offered me cookies. Me eating those cookies is sabotaging the future I want. And what I said to you is, hey, can you give me some crackers, right? And I made that healthy choice in the short term. And most people don't recognize that our brains are very motivated by those things that are personally immediate and certain. and we're not as motivated to do those things that are organizational, deferred, and a gamble. And the things that are organizational, deferred, and a gamble are the things that will redefine your performance and help you realize your desired future. So in short, I think it's about aligning the things you want to do, achieve in the long term with the things you're actually doing in the short term. That's where most people fall short. It sounds simple, but it's not easy.
We're here with Keita Deming in studio. Keita, of course, is one of the leaders at the Covenant Group, based in Toronto, but clients around the world. Keita, how can people find out more information about the Covenant Group?
Just visit our website, covenantgroup.com. We got lots of information there. You can get free ebooks. You can get blogs. We have a couple of videos. We're about to launch our own podcast. So there's lots you could get from our website. So just visit our website. And our goal is to really help entrepreneurs thrive.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keita Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftos right here on 710 WOR. Of course, in short time, this will go up on our very popular YouTube channel. And that's where you'll be able to actually comment and give feedback. You disagree with something Keita's saying? Put it in the notes, right? It's democracy. You agree, you disagree, put it in. Keita may respond to you and let you know why he's going to hold on to his opinion, and he's certainly well founded to do so. Keita is a PhD, Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group. Full disclosure, I'm actually part of the Covenant Group and have benefited immensely from it. So I drank and drink the Kool-Aid, as the expression goes. Keita, you had mentioned also you have a new book coming up.
Yeah,
can you just tell us about that a little before we get back to my talking about strategy?
And before we get back to that, we got to get you back up to Toronto so we can hang out in person.
Thank
we
you.
Host you. We love hosting you in Toronto.
I'm looking forward.
The military club I'm talking about.
Yes.
So the reason that's kind of cool is that when you come up to Toronto, we host you at this military academy.
Right.
And it's got like guns and it's really cool. And I always love the idea that we often talk about strategy in the middle of this, like,
right,
military space.
A war museum.
It's a war museum. Exactly. Right. My upcoming book is about strategy. So it's called The Strategy Quadrant, and it's about how do you align strategy and tactics to achieve your business vision. The caveat I'll give is that the framework that I'm offering in that book could be used for your life, for any of your goals, but I'm zeroing on businesses because that's kind of where I spend a lot of my time. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really exciting process because what we've done is we've taken the work that we've done with our clients and put that in a book so that people who may not be able to afford to work with us, they now have access to that content.
Nice.
And the goal is that if more and more people can build businesses that are right for them, I can't see how that can be a bad thing for society. So our mantra is we help you design the business that's right for you so you can leverage systems, processes, and approaches that drive revenue and measurable results. If everybody's focused on that, a rising tide raises all boats. So I'm very into the idea of making sure that more people or less people are caught on the hamster wheel or the treadmill of playing that short game that 10, 20 years from now, they've worked hard, they've done their business for X number of years, but they haven't achieved the goals that they were set out to achieve. And I want to change that story. And that's why we're publishing this book. That makes sense?
It certainly does. And what's the projected release date?
Oh, September 2023.
That's a little bit down the road. But hey, there'll be those that are watching the YouTube and they're saying, hey, it's available now.
Yeah, you know, you can sign up to like be on the mailing list and all of that. So
and where's it? That's at the website?
CovenantGroup.com, and people can find out more about the book and when it's being released, etc. So yeah.
In the first portion of tonight's show, before the break, we were talking about people getting stuck in their dreams. And you talked about playing the long game, the infinite game. Perhaps we could it was very insightful the way you laid it out, but maybe we could actually, develop some type of framework that and for the listeners and those watching this episode, how does one go about kind of lassoing it, roping it in order to actually execute? Meaning they have a vision, they have a strategy, but then the execution is where it unravels and comes apart and they're not able to. How does one go about saying, okay, I'm gonna make it happen? What type of mindset do they need to have? What do they need to put into place to actually execute a vision and a strategy?
So here's a phrase I want you to remember when you think about, okay, I got my vision, I know where I want to do, I want all the things that I want to focus on. Your mantra every day should be narrow your focus. That's it. Focus on narrowing the things you do. And you're narrowing your focus in three ways. The people you serve, the things you do, and the next best action. The next best action is about what you do next that is in line with your desired future. What are you doing next that is radically in service of the future you want to achieve? So I like that mantra because one of the things we teach in our work is to narrow the focus, the bigger the opportunity. And we mean that by most people think about it in terms of niche, what niche you're in, etc. And I absolutely believe that. When you narrow in on a particular target market or niche, you definitely increase the opportunities. But in terms of thinking about the implementation side, you got to think through who you serve as a niche. What you do on a daily basis is how you spend your time. And then what's your next step? Make that narrow. Focus on one thing. Don't try and focus on 10, 20, 30 things. So a good example of that is when we teach people how to do marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sitting here in bottom line marketing.
Thank you. But please. Yeah.
When we teach people about marketing, we teach people that you have to get eight promotional strategies. So you got to be promoting yourself in 6 to 8 different ways. The mistake a lot of people make is they try and implement six at one time. So that last piece that I'm talking about, narrow the next best action, is about right now I'm focusing on launching a podcast. Right now I'm focused on building my Instagram presence. Right now I'm focusing on building my LinkedIn presence. Everything is being maintained, but that's your focus right now. That is your number one priority, your next best action. You nail that for 3-4 months, and then you figure out, okay, what's the next best thing I need to do? And here's the problem with transformation. And I use weight loss as an example because I think it's the best one. So, like a lot of people, I put on a ton of weight in the pandemic, right? And I decided I want to lose that weight. So I bought a scale, and that scale measures what's my resting, how much calories I burn when I'm resting, what's my muscle mass percentage, what's my fat percentage, etc. And it measures my weight. So for simple numbers, let's say my weight was 240 when I started working out. And traditionally, I would only be measuring my weight. So every day I get on that scale, I measure my weight. And this it's connected to an app, so it tells me like what my trajectory is. I'm working out 3-4 times a week, putting in the time, doing everything. My weight kept fluctuating between 240 and 232, and it would go up and down, up and down, up and down.
Okay.
I did that for 7 months. And I was like, this is not working, and I'm working out so much. I changed my diet, I did everything. When I looked at the other numbers, my muscle mass had almost doubled. Mm-hmm. My fat loss, my fat percentage had dropped considerably. The rate at which my body was burning calories while resting had doubled. But my weight was fluctuating between 232 and 240. And let's say 232 and 235 is where it was fluctuating. And I wasn't feeling motivated. But if I looked at the other numbers, right, I'm making a lot of progress.
Right.
And the challenge is that when you're doing all the right things, you don't see the results for a while. So people give up. So that happened to me about the eight-month mark of working out. If I hadn't looked at those numbers, I might have given up and said, hey, this is not working. But I got to raise the level of my gaze and say, over the next 3 years, I want to recomposite my body. So I'm on a 3-year plan. And these are the things I'm going to do every week. If I miss a week, start over next week and just do that. And the challenge is because when you're doing things that are serving your desired future, the long term, in the short term, the results are small and small and small. And then you get to a point where the results become exponential. And most people don't have the time or the patience to wait for that exponential growth, because what you've done there is you put in the work. So I'll give you another example.
Sure.
Let's say you're running a 100-meter race. You want to compete in the Olympics. You're a first time going to the Olympics. You put in that work. You've been training for all these years. That's the Olympics that you win in 100 meters, for example. After that day, your life has now changed. The sponsors, the money you get, etc. The day before, you were nobody. And that's what I mean by exponential growth. You got to put in the time, because as long as you're putting in the growth, when you hit that win, the win is going to become bigger. Another thing that's really interesting is if you look at top athletes, etc., one of the things they found out was that luck plays a big role in your success, right? At higher levels, let's say you're Warren Buffett, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm investing $1,000. Warren Buffett might be investing $1 million. Both of us invest in the same stock.
Mm-hmm.
He gets lucky, I get lucky. The return on the investment on $1,000 and the return on an investment is $1 million is transformatively different.
Right.
So at higher and higher levels, when you get lucky, the win is much bigger. So again, that goes right back to you got to play that long game. You got to raise the level of your gaze. Most people, because they're motivated by those things that are personally immediate and certain, those things that are short-term and concrete, they're not playing to win. They're not playing that long-term game. So that's how you want to think about that. Is that helpful?
It's very helpful. And what you're pointing at is such a key point in human psychology. is that if you have your eye on the prize, think about the prize and then work backwards.
Exactly.
And everything will just start falling into place because you have your eye on the prize. That's one takeaway I have from this one.
And also, you want to keep your eye on the long term and the short term. So I'll give you an example. I'm currently working with I'm coaching an entrepreneur right now, and she's in financial services. And how she got into financial services was that she was really broke. I was struggling with her money and figured out how to do budgeting really well and got out of her debt situation. Got very passionate about it and started helping people get out of debt. She realized she's working herself ragged and not making money because her whole clientele didn't have money.
Right.
And it was her passion, right? It was her purpose. Like, she loved that. So what I said to her was that, look, if you're running a business, you have to make sure that the people that you're working with, you have to say, okay, what problem are you solving? Who you're solving it for? And who's willing to pay for that? You have the problem you're solving, who you're solving it for, but nobody's willing to pay for that.
Right.
So you got to switch that up. She realized that the market she wanted to go after were people like her who were making $200,000, $250,000 a year as a family unit. And she helps those people with their budgeting, etc. Those people, she knows the problem she's solving. She knows who she's solving for. She knows the problem she's solving. She knows who's willing to pay for it.
They're willing to pay.
And if you don't get that right, you're swimming in the dark. And like you, she's running herself ragged and not making money. And it's not. And unfortunately, like, you have to answer the question of who is going to pay you. So one of the things we teach in our courses is, right client, right value proposition, right exchange of value. Your value proposition drives everything you do. If you don't get that value proposition right and you don't get that exchange of value right, you're swimming up water. You're going to be wasting so much time. And most entrepreneurs get one of those three things wrong.
So could we hold on to that key statement about driving value proposition?
Yeah.
Explain that, please.
So why will people take time out of their day to spend time with you? What difference are you making in people's lives? Can you state that in a simple and compelling manner? Are you very clear on, hey, this is how I help make you a better person? This is how I make your life easier. If you can't do that, you're going to have a problem in sales. So I use an example. Let's say we have a client, Dean Hatter, who actually just wrote a book, Conversation on Selling. No. Stop Pitching is the name of the book.
Okay.
Fantastic book. You should check that out. But his value proposition is he helps people spend, enjoy, and share their wealth. That's what he tells people when he meets with them. Mm-hmm. I help you spend, enjoy, and share your money. When people hear that, the first thing they say, oh, tell me more. That's interesting. Right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, one of the things I tell people is each of us has two lines that we're managing in life. One is a strategic line and one is a tactical line. The challenge is most people's lines are either crashing into each other, moving apart, or their tactics were never even close to be supporting their strategy. So what I do is I help you make sure your strategy line and your tactics line are supporting each other. That's my value proposition. And if I help you do that, you're going to achieve the goals and objectives you set out for. And that is the crux of strategy. Strategy is about how do you do something in a coherent way so that you will win in the field that you choose to play in because you've made good choices. You've decided, I'm going to expend my resources in a particular way because I have a very good sense that these choices I'm about to make will help me win at the game that I choose to play.
Keita Deming, PhD, Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group. How could people find out more information about the Covenant Group?
Check us out at covenantgroup.com. Download our ebooks and read our blogs and sign up for our podcast that's coming out soon.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Savas right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. But we're coming to you throughout the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. And my guest is none other than Keita Deming, PhD, Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group. Covenant Group is a coaching group, but it's really a lot more. But for people that have a vision and just want to get there and need the advice, the counsel, perspective from visionaries on how to get there. Keita is part of that team. Norm Traynor is part of that team. Special shout out to John Donnelly, who worked so hard to get... he makes it all happen behind the scenes. It's like, how does this all happen? And John, John will take care of it. And he sure does. So we definitely give him a shout out here. Let's discuss something that comes up so frequently, and that is, let's face it, in life, right, there are people that just grind their way through. There are average producers and high performers. How does one get from being an average producer to a high performer? How does it happen?
Yeah, there are a couple of things there. Number one is The first thing that you have to recognize that the covenant group we talk about is the single biggest differentiator between average producers and high performers is the time frame and time span in which they think and plan, work and act. So the first thing you have to do is think on a much longer time frame. A second piece that's not often talked about is that discipline is absolutely important. Yet the piece that really brings it all together is systems and processes. So if you look at motivational literature or like people who do motivational speeches or whatever, they'll say it's all about discipline and et cetera. Discipline only goes so far. Systems and processes are an absolute game changer. Because whether you're disciplined or not, or whether you have the motivation or not, if you have the systems and processes in place, your tasks that day get done. Because you focus more on systems and processes rather than willpower, rather than discipline. And that's one of the pieces I think a lot of people get caught up on. Another thing around that is that we often say you have to do it yourself and you can't do it alone. And the metaphor I often use is, let's say you're training for a 10K. You find a program online and that program helps you run that 10K. You have successfully completed that 10K. Suppose instead of doing that, you had gotten a coach. You probably would be a little bit more successful in finishing that 10K because you now have a coach. Now let's suppose you have a coach and you have a running group. So you have a coach and twice a week you run with a group of other runners. What happens when you run with other runners? You tend to run faster, which means that when you're training, you're running faster. In the third scenario, you're probably going to run your best time of those three options.
Right.
Here's the trick. In all three scenarios, you're successful. All three scenarios, you successfully finish the race and feel good at the end. But in two of them, with a coach and with a group, you finish that much faster and you feel that much better. So success is a matter of degree. Why that matters is over a 10-year period, let's say my degree, the difference in that degree is I make $100,000 more each year of a 10-year period because I got a coach and I got a supportive community. Over 10 years, that's $1 million difference. So when you're ready to retire, that's $1 million difference in terms of cash flow that you have because you opted not to have a supportive community, and not to have a guide around you to help you stay on task and focusing on the things they need to do. It's why when we talk about we help people build a business that's right for them, first you have to figure out what's the business that's right for you so you can leverage systems, processes, and approaches, which is that whole discipline versus systems and processes piece that drive revenue and measurable results. The piece about driving revenue and measurable results, I really love this piece, is that as a coach and somebody who works with people, one of the things you often hear is know thyself. And there's a Greek and a Latin interpretation of know thyself. One of them is read thyself, which is going beyond knowing thyself, but being able to read, how are you feeling this morning? How am I going to react to this thing? Why is this person triggering me? All of those kinds of things around it. So it goes right back to self-awareness. So first you have to know thyself, then you have to be able to read thyself. The other interpretation of that is know thy measure, which is how are you measuring your success? How are you measuring your progress? So people who are high performers are very good at doing three things. They set an intention, they build a process, and then they measure what's happening. How do they know that they're making progress? When you integrate those three things, that's the beginning to move from being an average producer to high performer. The last piece around that is, through no fault of our own, we've been taught to think in a linear way. So we've been taught to think A to B. These are the 5 steps to do this. These are the 10 steps to do this. And we love a 5-step whatever. If you just change your frame of thinking to moving from this is a line to this is a loop or a circle, and you create a feedback loop, absolute game changer. So if I go back to intention, process, measurement,
mm-hmm.
after we do the measurement piece, we got to go back to let's redefine our intention, let's up our process, and let's measure again, right? And when you think about the way people perform or the way people get to know things, there are five levels around that, which is recognizing and understanding, applying, refining, and integrating. Where you see all the movement is applying, refining, integrating. Where a lot of people focus, when you watch a YouTube motivational video, that Instagram motivational video, you listen to this talk, this TED talk, you do whatever, that's recognizing and understanding. Where it becomes a game changer is applying, refining, and integrating. Most people don't focus on those things. And what a coach and a community does is we hold you accountable to applying, refining, and integrating.
It's that magic word, accountability. It's incredible. Accountability. Yeah.
And it's sometimes it's just community, right? So there's a story I often tell. I played a lot of sports, high-level sports. And I got called up. A friend and I, we got called up to play soccer at what would be like a state level in the U.S.
Okay.
So he and I go and play, and we were with all these other kids that were called up as well. And the first thing I noticed was the passing accuracy made me better. So because the guy who was passing the ball to me was better than the guys I'm used to playing with, I got the ball exactly where I wanted to be. That meant that the game just was that much faster. I played that much better. And one of the things that people don't recognize is that when you surround yourself with better players, you become a better player. So in the book that I'm writing, I use this metaphor of eagles and wolves. So eagle is your strategic mindset. And being a wolf is your tactical mindset. The focus on how-tos and things to be done. It has to be done. And in a wolf mindset, we talk about a wolf as a person who implements. They really focus on the implement. Mm. We have a no weak wolves philosophy. Because if you have a pack, there's a Rudyard Kipling quote, the strength of the pack is in the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is in the pack. So when you have a weak wolf in your pack, it diminishes the whole pack. So when you're setting that team and you're deciding, okay, who's coming on this journey with me? No weak wolves. Mm.
The strength of the team.
The strength of the team. And that people might sound harsh, right? But if you want to make that desired future come to being, you got to make some tough decisions. And if there are people who are coming into your life, they're either doing one of two things. They're helping to support your desired future. They're helping to serve that desired future. Mm-hmm. Or they're sabotaging it. And I'd rather just break it down into two options. The person is either helping you serve that future or sabotaging it. If they're sabotaging it, you have to redefine that relationship because you got a goal, you got a mission, you want to do something, you want to do big things in life. So make the tough decisions.
Wow. Keita Deming, PhD, Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group. Before we go to a commercial break, how could people find out more about the Covenant Group? Which, again, I drink the Kool-Aid. I'm part of the great program. How do people find out more information?
Visit covenantgroup.com, and then you can find all our ebooks, our upcoming podcasts that we'll be launching soon. And we got lots of new things happening at the Covenant Group. So visit our website.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back for the final segment of tonight's show here, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And yes, in the coming weeks, this is going to go up on our popular YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710WOR Mind Your Business. And for those that follow us and click on receive notifications, you'll automatically be notified when this episode will go up on YouTube. Well, tonight's show, Win with Strategy, and we're joined in studio by none other than Keita Deming, PhD, Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group. And tonight's show is all about strategy, strategic thinking. In fact, Keita, it's so refreshing and just such a great feeling, and it generates so much passion to like talk about strategy, because we all get mired and dragged into tactics and, like you said, the hamster on the wheel and like, okay, running after what's in front of us. But we have to take a call a timeout and take a break and say, okay, what are we doing to chart out our future 3 years from now, 7 years from now, 10 years from now? We want it to look a certain way. What are we doing now to make that happen? So therefore, in the final part of tonight's show, how do we pull it all together to make a strategy coherent, to actually see it through? I know we touched on it earlier, but it's such a key point. It's such a key concept, and it's something that eludes most of us. How do we make it happen?
So I did my PhD at University of Toronto, and at the time, Roger Martin was the head of the business school. And what he was really good at doing was bringing design thinking to that business school. And he had this concept that we called integrative thinking, which is, if you have two set of choices, instead of choosing A or B, you take the best parts of A, the best parts of B, and you create this new option C. And what I liked about his approach was that he was really helping us make better choices in the everyday, so that we are able to come up with innovations that get us to the goals that we want, and we can build better businesses around that. And he defines strategy as an integrative set of choices that positions you in a playing field of your choice so that you can win. The interesting thing about our definition is that he uses choice twice. So it's an integrative set of choices that positions you in a playing field of your choice so that you can win. So number one, strategy is about How do you allocate resources? How are you choosing to allocate resources and where you're choosing to spend your time? Where you're focusing? Where you're narrowing that focus? What most people miss is that tactics is an extension of your strategy. So tactics should be what your strategy looks like in action. So if I come up with a strategy and this is how we think we're going to win, mm-hmm. the things that I do every single day should be in radical service of that strategy. So if my strategy is to, I'm blanking on a strategy right now, but let's say my strategy is to reduce costs in my company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything we're doing on a daily basis needs to be about reducing costs, right? And it's about understanding that if we do this thing, we will be better than our competitors. Or, in fact, forget the competitors, sorry. If we focus on this, mm-hmm. we will serve our ideal client in the best way that we can serve them and how they find the most value. The challenge is what we often do is we look at what our competition is doing, we copy what they're doing, and eventually that's not exactly how you're going to win strategy because somebody else is being strategic. Somebody else is finding a way to serve your clients, add value in their lives, make their lives easier, solve a problem for them. And until you figure out how to do that better than other people, you're always going to be sort of a step back. So what I often find is that people have a strategy. It sits on a shelf and they never look at it. But there's a massive gap between what you've stated as your strategy and the things that you're doing every single day to help you achieve those goals. And what you have to do is you have to focus on how to close that gap. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a distinction between being rigorous and being ruthless. So you want to be rigorous in how you make decisions. You want to be rigorous in how you choose to spend your day and your time, where you spend your time implementing things that help you achieve those outcomes that you're hoping to achieve. And I think a lot of people don't pay attention to that. Is that helpful?
Very helpful. And in the roughly 3-4 minutes we have left of the show, let's still hold on to that because, again, most people have some type of vision, some type of goal, something that they really do want to a place that they wish to be at in 3, 7, 10 years from now. And as time marches forward, they're not necessarily implementing the tactics or executing the tactics in order to really, like you say, if like you point out, they're either helping it or they're sabotaging it. What could they do? You've shared advice, but just in these last 3 minutes, it's such a key concept, such a vital perspective. What should someone be thinking and what should they be doing in order to really make it stick, make it happen?
Yeah. So I think go right back to leaning into intention, process, measurement. So you set that intention. These are the things that you want to do. What's the process that I'm going to put in place to realize that that desired future that I have? And how am I measuring my success? Here's the really tricky part about setting the intention. One of the things we talk about in our work is that you have to base your planning on past success. So one of the measures of your potential success is the historical trajectory. So if the most you've ever grown your business in 1 year is 10%, to project 50% growth,
it's just not realistic. Yeah,
you're going to have to do something really different.
Okay.
So one of the things that you have to figure out is, number one, is my vision even realistic? So if I want to be the president of the United States, that's not possible. I'm not even a U.S. citizen. So that can't be my vision, right? So my vision has to be like at least attainable and achievable. So, and I think that's a piece there that there's some people who have massive grandiose ideas and like, no, I'm ambitious. I'm like, well, that objective is not possible. You would never be Usain Bolt. Like you're 50 years old. You pass that prime, you know? So I think there's a big question that you have to answer there in terms of your vision being realistic and achievable. Let's assume that it is realistic and achievable. don't double down on willpower and discipline, etc. Double down on systems and processes, because businesses are built on replicable processes. And at the Covenant Group, we talk about there are four cornerstones to every business: strategy, structure, systems and processes, and financial management. Most of the work you're doing, most of the time, is on systems and processes, because what you're doing is really focusing on what I call QCIs, quality and continuous improvement. And if you slowly continue improving things, you go back to what we talked about in the start of the show, which is those small gains become exponential as you go along. So focus on doing common things uncommonly well, and you will get to, you will close that gap between strategy and tactics. And if the things you're doing uncommonly well are in service of your strategy, you'll close that gap faster than you think.
What an incredible show. Keita, before I let you go, how could people find out more information about the Covenant Group?
Visit covenantgroup.com, download our ebooks, and look out for our upcoming podcast and our new Instagram posts.
Keita Deming, PhD, Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group. Well, this wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. Wishing everyone a successful week. And again, in the very near future, of course, this will be up by Tuesday morning. This will be up on all the podcasting channels and in short order on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710WR, Mind Your Business. Have a successful week.
710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.